We are live. You might hear a little puppy barking in the background from time to time.
Brad's new dog.
Little puppy I'm trying to find a home for that my dog is getting along with well.
Someone here, maybe you can have a giveaway tonight on the show.
Is anybody in Georgia who is looking for a very sweet puppy with a lot of energy? There he is. You hear him right there. He'll stop eventually, maybe. But I'm a dog person, as many of you know, and that's why I have this dog here, trying to find a home for it. So we will get into the show, and that's why you might hear a dog barking. I don't have much prep for this show. Trying to move this house, it's just been difficult to continue to stay up to date with all of the content while doing a lot of the other things going on in my life, which I'm almost finished with, and we will get back to four or five shows a week after that. But Ian, thank you for joining me. So what we're going to do today, it's going to be a little bit different. I do have a bunch of headlines and stuff that we're just going to go through some articles together and talk about them. And I know, Ian, you had some stuff on your mind. First off, I do want to mention the update on the Fannie Willis Trump story. From last week, you guys probably know by now that Fannie Willis is still on the case. Nathan Wade's off the case. That's exactly what I expected would happen, what I've been talking about would happen. And what's going on now is Trump is seeking an appeal to the decision to disqualify Fannie from the case, which is expected because they want to create delays. They want to try and prevent the case from happening before the election. And hold on one second. Let me tell this dog to... Okay, good no scolding, which probably won't work with a dog. But they want to create delays because the fear for Trump's side of all of this is that this goes to trial before the election, which I'm going to be honest with you. After seeing what I suspected, which is now confirmed, which is that the judge, Judge Scott McAfee, is completely in the bag for the prosecution because of all his compromises, the situation that he's in. I mean, the charges that he dismissed, the six charges, people are celebrating the six charges that he dismissed.
Smokescreen.
Those should have been dismissed on day one. Those are the most ridiculous, empty charges you've ever seen in your life. And the fact that he let them stay for 7 months and only dismissed them once he was in a situation where he was trying to make it look like he was being fair because he knew that the next day he would be not disqualifying Fannie is telling to me. And what it says to me is that what we know for sure is that Trump is not going to get a fair trial. So moving forward, I think about all of this through the lens of the person in charge of the dates of when things are going to happen and how they happen is someone who we know is compromised and in favor of the prosecution. Mm-hmm. So while logically it would seem like it would be very, very hard for them to make this trial happen before the election, when you have the judge on your side who can move things forward, I think the most entertaining outcome, as Elon always talks about, the most entertaining outcome is the one that will happen, is an OJ-like trial times 10 before the 2024 election for Trump in Fulton County. And that's why I think that this one in Fulton County is the one that they will try and make happen, because the federal charges... You are not allowed to have cameras in federal courtrooms. It's illegal. Mm. You are allowed to have them in state courtrooms. It's up to the judge's discretion. If they want to have a complete fiasco televised, then this is the one they want to happen.
It is ridiculous that they won't televise it.
The federal ones?
The Fulton ones. The local ones.
Well, so
the state
right.
level. Yeah.
Right. So the one in New York, the guy who, the bogus one where they went after what Trump said his evaluation of Mar-a-Lago was, which is the stupidest case you've ever seen in your life.
Stupidest.
Anybody who's looked into it for 2 seconds sees how stupid it is. But
anyone who's gotten a loan has done what he did.
Absolutely.
Every one of us have done it.
So that case, it showed some clips, but not a lot of clips. It mixed clips with drawings because it's up to the discretion of the judge when it comes to state court, whether it's civil or criminal. And they knew that Trump was going to be campaigning if they allowed him to be on camera. So he did the camera stuff outside. I'm not sure if they want to televise the trial or not. If they want a media fiasco where everybody's paying attention to one thing at one time, then they will make the Fulton County case happen before the trial, and they will televise it.
Yeah, for him, that would be the best thing because this is taking him away from campaigning. He could kill two birds with one stone.
Campaign at trial, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It would be so much fun to watch.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you remember the OJ trial. I was a kid when it happened, but we watched it in school.
I was in college. Yeah, I was in college when that happened. And yeah, I remember the OJ trial for sure.
Like, why did they even show that to us in school? Now that I think about it, this was a murder trial.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, that was a big deal. That was no one had ever seen. That was the dawn of televised police chases. It was the first one.
Yeah. That's what we need. Yeah. We need a televised police chase. We need.
Yeah, we need Trump getting chased by the cops.
Who's going to be Trump's driver during the televised police chase? Is it going to be Steve Bannon?
Yeah, he'll lunge for the wheel.
The lunge for the wheel.
Dude, I would love to see the Beast try to get stopped by cops.
Absolutely.
Come on, that would be fun.
So that lunch for the wheel story, which was bogus to begin with, I don't know why that's even back in the news. Cassidy Hutchinson, who was the one that January 6th hearing brought in.
She obviously, they just got to her and said, look, you can write a book, you'll be rich. Exactly, just turn on him.
Exactly what they did. And now it's coming out that she wasn't telling the truth. No shit, she wasn't telling the truth.
No shit.
I did not know.
And they were so desperate. They thought they were going to. Liz Cheney thought she was going to be the next president of the United States.
Trump is incompetent and he's feeble and he's, you know, but yet he could bust through some Secret Service people, jerk the wheel.
Yeah, he's a superhero. He's a superhero.
And a lot of people don't realize that she's also the one who made the claim during the January 6th hearings that Trump would get really angry during meetings and throw McDonald's cheeseburgers against the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been that angry. I don't do it anymore.
No, I mean, they're like $15 a pop at this point.
I mean, you don't wanna... Seriously, yeah. But when they were 69 cents, I'd throw cheeseburgers against walls
it's
all
nothing.
Day.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's just funny how they play into the stereotypes of Trump because he bought all the Clemson football players, the McDonald's burgers when he was in office. Oh, so like,
I love the McDonald's consumption. I love it.
Yeah, totally. So they're going to have the appeal and they're going to try to extend the case. I don't know what's going to happen with it. I was pretty confident what was going to happen leading up. Can you still hear me, Ian? I know my screen is frozen.
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, so hopefully my screen will correct itself here in a second. If not, then you'll see me in that weird pose. There we go. I think it's better now. I think it's definitely the Illuminati that did that.
Definitely the Illuminati of... really gotten into everything.
Whatever. Hold on one second.
Maybe it's that new puppy. Maybe he's part of the Illuminati.
He's tired of it. He's tired of this bullshit. Let me get this. I'm going to remove myself and I'll be back in like five.
Yeah. So Brad's obviously going to deal with a puppy right now and leave me. But I want to talk about Bloodbath. That's what I'm most excited to get talking about. I've been so enjoying the whole Bloodbath hoax that's been happening.
Okay, I'm back, so you can see me again. Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was just talking about, I was stretching out with Bloodbath. I can't wait to talk about Bloodbath.
The Bloodbath story is fun.
Yeah.
Let me give one more update.
Yeah, of course.
The Fannie Willis stuff, then we'll talk about Bloodbath. Your audio is bumping up a little bit high. Still,
how about that?
But a little bit, not too high. But the moving forward with the Fannie Willis stuff, or the Trump Fannie Willis trial and all of that, it's going to be the date of when all of this will happen. And the original date requested by the prosecution was August. And that was by the Trump and his defendants' lawyers. They said that this would make election interference. Hold on. Does he see something outside? Hold on.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. New puppy. But the election interference stuff, Fannie Willis and them, I apologize. I'm very distracted by the dog that's barking.
Why don't you put it in the garage?
Hold on. I'm going to let him out and just let him just do whatever. Give me 5 seconds.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. The funniest thing I've heard about the whole Fannie Willis.
All right. They're out. Okay. They won't bark, but by the time the show's over, the house will be destroyed.
So, okay.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, that's all right. That'll help you move.
Absolutely. Right. Yes.
Yeah,
if there wasn't
enough
urine, dog urine on the floor already.
Yeah.
How about a little bit more dog urine? Getting this case done before the election was going to be hard, but all of the other challenges against Trump are the legal problems he has, the other four cases, all three of them are now in limbo. And they've been pushed back, one of them indefinitely, the federal case, because they're waiting on the ruling from the Supreme Court about whether the immunity question, and the others, I can't remember exactly why they're on hold now, but the uncertainty about when these cases are going to happen has opened the door for the possibility that this Fulton County case could actually be earlier than expected if Trump is not able to, his lawyers are not able to delay it. So the problem was, when can we fit it in with all the other cases before? But now there are no other cases with definitive dates. So I look, my logical brain tells me it's almost impossible to get this case to trial before the election. But
right.
Knowing that the person in charge has just shown how compromised he is, Judge Scott McAfee, that's who needs to be removed, by the way. You could keep Fannie Willis on the case if you got a judge on the case who did not have ties that compromised him, right?
Yeah. Fulton County and Atlanta are some of the really corrupt, riddled with corrupt politicians.
So corrupt,
by the way,
dude.
For people who don't live here.
It's like Gotham City without a Batman.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I that is what I worry about, and I worry that if it does go to trial, what you have is this white Republican guy appointed by a guy who hates Trump, who has made it clear he's not going to give Trump a fair trial.
The diversity hire.
Absolutely. I never before thought that Trump might actually go to prison for any of these cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm starting to wonder. I'm actually starting to wonder when it comes to this case. We'll see what happens. The Black Freemasons are in charge of the Fulton County District Attorney.
You think the Fannie Willis case has a chance of him going to prison over?
That's the only one that I think that he could possibly go to prison. Yes, and the reason that I think that, I'm not like, this is just something that recently came to mind. Before I thought, no way ever. But because of what happened, because of Scott McAfee did not disqualify her, because he made this illusion of fairness by getting rid of 6 charges that should have been dismissed on day one. I mean, they were ridiculous charges. Mm-hmm. He is clearly in favor of the prosecution, and he is in a position of power where he can, behind the face of a white Republican, so it gives that illusion of fairness, he can expedite make the trial happen faster, and he can actually rule everything in favor of the prosecution. Now he can't control what the jury says.
Right.
But he can tip the scales in the favor.
What kind of jury is he going to get in Fulton County?
He's going to get one that doesn't like Trump. That's right.
It'll be about as bad as a D.C. jury.
And if you were to get convicted, then what you're going to have in the aftermath is you're going to have people who are Democrats saying, well, it was a white Republican.
I know. It's going to be so
who was
annoying.
The judge, so it must have been fair. And this is the illusion that they have set up.
Well, that's because that's the world they live in. They live in a world where they go, oh, all white people look alike, therefore they must, you know, think alike, act alike, all agree on the same topics. You
Absolutely.
Know, we all have a consensus on a meeting, except for a few ultra MAGA extremists, you know.
And that's like the risk that he runs by not doing any of this. Not only would he turn against Fannie, his former boss, and turn against Brian Kemp, his former boss who appointed him, he would sacrifice his job as a judge because he would definitely be branded a racist MAGA supporter if he did not keep Fannie on the case. That's one of the reasons I knew he would keep her on the case, because they're already talking about how the very fact that Trump's lawyers even raised a challenge against Fannie, this was on MSNBC earlier, that it showed the inequality for a female black prosecutor. That if this were a white male prosecutor, nobody would have challenged anything. Really, yeah. And they would have just let the corruption go forward. If it were a white guy banging his employee.
Right, right. That they would never have an entire movement and take up the internet with hashtags.
It's unbelievable.
If they found that out. Nobody would ever, in this world, no, a man could just get away with something like that.
Right. And so this is my, when I joke about Fannie Willis being the black female Harvey Weinstein who can get away with more because.
You mean Fawny.
Right. Fawny because she's French and she's aristocrat. And that's not even far off. She is part of the black aristocracy.
Of course.
Is what she is. Son when you look at it. And I'm not even kidding about that when I talk about the black Illuminati. Starting to do research on all of this stuff has really opened my eyes. And this is not like a racial thing. In fact, it's a racial thing for them to weaponize identity politics and then take black women and men of power, especially black women. When you talk about Stacey Abrams, you talk about Fannie Willis, Jesse Smollett. So Stacey Abrams, Jesse Smollett, Fannie Willis, their parents all ran in the same circles. Mm. Their parents were all part of the Black Panthers and the Offset group, which was when John Lewis was in. The name of it slips my mind, but it's the same thing. The group just got into a bit of a conflict back in like the 70s, so there was an Offset group with a different name created. They grew up together doing activism, learning how to do identity politics to gain power. And so I'm not kidding when I say that this aristocracy that she is part of and has been from a young age, she talks about how her father is the biggest influence in her life and how he trained her. We heard her talk about how her dad told her to always keep $15,000 cash because her father was always running from the FBI. I read the congressional documents where it talks about her father being arrested and it talks about her father creating a bank account with Angela Davis, the first woman who was on the FBI's most wanted list for aiding and abetting a murder.
Broke that glass ceiling.
It's just unbelievable that they're using these same tactics. Before, with their parents, they were outside of power. It's a communist tactics used to gain power outside of power. Now, they're inside of power and they have the full power of the judicial branch.
It's righteous power. They've only inherited what they deserve. You know, that's their power. They know how to wield it.
Right.
Give them the ring.
Absolutely. And I think it's wrong to call them dumb. A lot of people like to say they're dumb and stupid. I think they're arrogant.
They're conniving. Conniving.
Conniving and arrogant. And the way she behaves, she believes she is untouchable and above power.
Conniving little commies.
I want this conniving little commie to be removed. And yeah. I want the judge to be removed. And I'm all about fairness. But they are not. They're not. And they create this illusion where you have white liberals who are the ones that further the identity politics because that's all they got to tell them. They got to tell these white liberals that people who question them are being racist and the white liberals will be their army. And I'm like, you don't understand. The people like Fannie Willis and Stacey Abrams have been the worst thing to happen to black people ever because they have used them in their organizing activism strategies to put their bodies on the front line by organizing them and sending them to do things illegally that resulted in those people being put in prison. Meanwhile, Fannie and Stacey rise in power.
Absolutely.
It infuriates me the way they exploit people. But we'll move on, Ian. Ian, let's talk about what you wanted to bring up about the Trump
bloodbath hoax.
The bloodbath hoax.
I have been, well, it's fascinating because, you know, you could see it happening in real time. And that's what I thought was great about this one. And this morning, just in an exchange with a couple of friends, we all have those threads, right? And right. This is one of those threads that it's great because there's several different points of view on this. And it was great to watch one of my dearest friends say with all seriousness all day, take the position, well, a president needs to be clear with their speaking and their thoughts. And, Trump did look like he might be starting a new thought. It didn't look like he was completing a thought. It looked like he might be starting a new one. And, you know, you can't leave room for interpretation like that when you're the president. And so his argument was that that I guess Joe Biden is the one that would have clearer thoughts and it's better in communication, because the big news for Joe Biden, while the bloodbath stuff was going on all day, Joe Biden got a new pair of sneakers for people to help them not fall down.
Wait, did he get the Trump sneakers?
I know. I wish they were. No, they're called gravity defiers, and they're to help you not fall over. And he's wearing sneakers now. Yeah. But the bloodbath thing was great. It was really, really fun to watch this. And it's really fun to watch how people are so stuck in their point of view that they'll go, well, no, I mean, he could have meant civil war.
Yeah, he might have meant something evil and awful, even though if you roll back the tape and it gets to the point where it's even useless to do this. But MSNBC, CNN, Oberman, Keith Oberman, have used the term bloodbath over and over again.
Yes, they all do. They all use the term.
But when Trump uses it, it's because he's a Nazi and he's going to do the worst thing imaginable. It is interesting the way that they did this, because it's so obvious. It's so obvious just by rolling the full tape that it goes to what the theme that they have been doing for a little while now, where they're brazen. They no longer care if you recognize that they're corrupt and that they're lying, and that they're going to put it out there because they know that enough of the population, at least they think that enough of the population, is so brainwashed by them that they will be believed without question, that it doesn't matter how obvious that their lie is.
Oh, and it's amazing how where they do this cleanup act where they just throw out the right words to say. And it's very interesting how people will just pick them up as talking points. And you start hearing people you know making the same arguments that were...
Drives me crazy, man, when that happens. Yeah. And I know mostly they don't do it on purpose. It's just the fact that it's kind of the idea of a propaganda campaign with the messaging is you get all these agents and bots to put it, just let it echo it and let it seep into society where people are expressing it, not even realizing. It's called resonance, actually, in the propaganda terminology. They talk about the idea is to create resonance where people believe that the language that they're using and the points of view they're taking comes from inside of them. They have a light bulb goes off, and then they happen to just say the exact same thing that the people propagating the messaging wanted them to say. Mm-hmm. And that makes it difficult to distinguish sometimes. Is this a person who's just spreading propaganda knowingly, or is this someone who has been subjected to the brainwashing and doesn't realize it? And I'll say this. I'm not saying I'm not subjected to it. I think we have all fallen for propaganda at some
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Politico had a really interesting article today. Basically, it was about how Donald Trump uses humor to win people over. And I love these academic think pieces on stuff that's so fucking obvious. Yes, of course that works. Of course that works.
But it's evil.
Yeah. So it's this huge article about the fact about something that we all know works, that funny people are fun to hang out with and watch and listen to. They're just funny. Right. So the whole thing, though, was about how he's, of course, inserting his authoritarianism and his, you know, all of the bad stuff that he's doing.
Never did in the first term.
Right. Because people are in on the joke, you know, and his ultra MAGAs, this is like code for ultra MAGAs. So I thought that was an interesting way. That's a new tactic, I think, like what that Donald Trump's joking is bad.
At least they're acknowledging that he's joking. They used to interpret his jokes literally.
Well,
like the Russian thing where he said, Putin, if you have the 3,000 emails or what, 33,000 emails, which was an obvious joke response.
They're saying it gives him plausible deniability is essentially what they're saying, which is ridiculous.
It's a dog whistle. Everything's a dog whistle.
Everything's a dog whistle. Yeah.
And they do exactly what they accuse others of doing. Hi, JC. Ian, have we talked about JC on the show before with you? JC, he shows up and comments on like every libertarian or libertarian adjacent, like our alternative media type podcast. He comes in, supports, and it's impressive. His versatility nice. To get out there. So I want to say
OMG, hi, JC.
JC. So speaking of language, Ian, this is an article I've been saving to go through with you, and I haven't read all of it, but I know that you enjoy words, and words are, it's like code, you know?
Oh, yeah. The way it works on people. It does. It programs people.
And this is a Vox article. I will premise it with that. But the article is titled, Why the... And it has a bunch of like censored, does everyone swear all the you know, like effing time? Curse words shift a lot over time. They're in the middle of a big shift right now. And the cursing, everybody cursing a lot wasn't the part that really interested mm-hmm. me about this article. It was actually the, let me make this a little bit smaller. It was, where was it? They had kind of a history of what used to be curse words and what did not used to be curse words, which kind of surprised me. Fuck it. We'll just go through the article. I think it'll be fun to go through this article.
Okay.
Even if it is Vox.
Yeah.
And stop me whenever, because I haven't read this entire thing. I just read pieces of it that I thought was interesting. It says, and this is going to be an earmuffs situation here. One may as well begin with all the cunts. Over the past few years, my social media feeds have gradually filled up with people, largely American cis white women in their 30s. I love that aside they put in. I love that aside. Congratulating themselves on serving cunt. I've never seen that at all, actually. Cunty little librarian glasses are all the rage. Can a historian tell me why, as a society, we got less cunt? Demanded a viral TikTok in February that compared candid colored Y2K technology with sleek post iPhone contemporary tech. Skip that. It says, about a decade ago, most people I knew considered the word talking about cunt to be nearly unspeakable outside of the British cinema. It was so offensive, so shocking that we called it the C word. We suggested it was one of the most offensive words in the American English. Did you ever see that word that way? The most offensive word?
No.
I didn't either. Cunt is only the latest in a series of previously unspeakable words that have over time become trendy to say. Fuck is now in such widespread use that it's come to seem a little antiquated.
Antiquated.
That you still can't say it on network television, although they do say shit all the time on CNN. Mm-hmm. And then they say, and TV long ago gave up on trying to ban phrases like ass and pissed off, although they were once considered to be obscene, so obscene that Lenny Bruce was arrested for using them. I think Lenny Bruce was arrested for the totality of the words that he used, not for just using the word ass, because he went all the way there in his time. Lenny Bruce is an interesting figure. That does not actually fully represent what they said there. In the face of all of these dirty words, a person might be forgiven for asking, why the fuck are people swearing so goddamn much these days? That's funny. So, hey, got a comment here, but we'll get back to it. Angela, the No Agenda show, I saw that No Agenda did mention some clips. They played some clips that I was on the show with Tinfoil Hat, Sam Tripoli, and those guys, and they played it. It was fantastic and super cool. I'll comment on that a bit later, but thank you for pointing that out, Angela. And the article goes on to say that if people aren't swearing more than they used to, it does seem to be the case that they're swearing differently than they used to. The specific words that are judged to be profane change over time. This is what I thought was unique. It's an article titled, What the F? What swearing reveals about our language, our brains, and ourselves. We're currently experiencing a lot of flux in exactly how offensive particular words are judged to be. And to understand how swear words change over time, they give us a brief history lesson, they say.
Okay.
And this is what I didn't know this. One of the harshest medieval swears you could say was zounds. Z-O-U-N-D-S. Zounds. Have you ever heard that word?
I've seen it in comic books. Maybe I've heard Shaggy say it. From Scooby-Doo.
Right, right. Sounds like a comic book type thing. But apparently in medieval England, lots of four-letter words we used to talk about our bodies and sex were considered normal descriptive language. In a book called Holy Shit, A Brief History on Swearing, the author notes that both London and Oxford boasted medieval streets called Grope Cunt Lane. Grope Cunt Lane. Let's grab them by the pussy avenue, I think we should have. Now, that's funny. That's where the brothels were, apparently.
Yeah.
England is Grope Cunt Lane.
Zounds.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I wonder how you used zounds.
I don't know. I thought they may maybe tell us how they used it, but they didn't. By a medieval country pound, there would have been a shit row in their fishing, a windfucker flying above. So that was windfucker flying above was commonly used. An arse smart and a cunt whore hugging the edges of a pond. And a piss bed among the grass. Man, I kind of want to live in medieval England with this language they have.
Yeah.
Cunt whore hugging the edges, a piss bed amongst the grass, and a windfucker flying above. I want to see examples of what these actually are that they don't give them to us.
Oh, they do go down zounds down there.
Oh, do they? So
I think we might be saying it wrong, actually.
Where is zounds again? There it is. I see. Here we go. What people considered obscene in medieval England was religious swearing. A word like zounds from Christ. Oh, so like wounds, zounds. Is that how you think it's said?
Yeah, I think it might be, you know, and it's funny that they get that because I think, and this was at least what I learned when I was in Montreal. So the French Canadians, a lot of their swear words have to do with religion. I think like tabernacle was like meant like what the fuck or something like that. Tabernacle, like for tabernacle. Tabernacle, right. You know.
It's but these words that they say instead of the swear words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like the words they say became the swear words in this case. And they said that word, zounds, could be genuinely shocking, which is why even today our vocabulary for talking about profanity is so this is about religion that they're trying to get to here. That's interesting. I was wondering what the angle with Vox would be.
Yeah, this is good. This ends with Christian nationalism. Right?
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's where it goes. Yeah, and Trump and Christian nationalism, therefore,
and
not.
And they just type Trump Christian nationalism.
Exactly.
It's over. That's it. That's how they end every article.
Totally, because this just came out a couple days ago. And what CNN and MSNBC used to do to justify their use of swearing before they started doing it routinely a few years ago was say, well, Trump said it, so we have to play it.
I love right. it.
And it goes on to say that we talk about the oaths and swearing and cursing because in the medieval ages, to invoke God out loud meant that God was going to pay attention to whatever you were promising. When you said, God damn it, you were swearing before God and he might damn you to hell if you didn't deliver.
I was not allowed to say that in the house growing up.
Hard time saying. I know I said it there, but like that's a word I have a hard time saying because of the idea around it and because of that reasoning there. But so many people say it all the time. It's like, who is he paying attention to and who is he holding accountable to say?
Oh, he's checking that. That's one of the main things God is doing. He's got someone in the admin department up there, like definitely checking
it off.
He's got a guy just checking it off every time you say it.
Then there's the argument that he has, or she, but is it omnipresence? Is that the way they describe it? Where it's above and beyond what we can even understand, which I think is probably true. I doubt that I think about this in terms of dogs and ants and whatnot. I don't think a dog or an ant can really comprehend what we can. I think that they recognize that ants probably see us as like a thunderstorm or a threat.
I don't even think an ant knows we exist. Yeah. Like
we say that, you know, but like fish, they used to say that fish were brainless and felt no pain. So it's okay to catch and release fish. which it kind of seems like maybe that's propaganda to make people feel okay about doing that if they're not just hunting it. But later studies come out to say, well, it turns out fish's memories are actually a lot longer than we realized, and that fish actually do feel severe pain, which is why my theory lately has been that the fish are organizing and they're coming after the catch and release fishers, because fish in the ocean, The water above them, they don't realize there's oxygen and a whole nother reality outside of that water.
Correct.
Until one of them is swimming with a school of fish, a family one day, and is snatched.
And he's got a scar.
Right
back
out of the water.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's like, where the hell did Fred the fish go, right? Mm-hmm. He's gone. He was abducted. And then Fred the fish suddenly reappears 10 minutes later.
Right.
And his one of his eyes is dangling.
Yeah.
And he's got a scar and he's swimming circles saying that the UFOs took me. Aliens exist. And everybody
calls
him crazy.
Look what they did with my eye. Yeah, I know. I know.
We're the fish, dude. That's what I'm saying. We're the fish.
I hear you, man. I don't even know why people go to such great lengths to get fish. Fish is, for the most part, most fish is terrible.
I don't like fish. I'm not a fish fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan at all. Mm-mm. But it's just interesting the way that the more we learn about animals.
Absolutely. That, of course they feel pain. I mean, anything
I know,
tries
it's
to
like obvious. It seems obvious to me. And I know that we have to eat fish. It will die. They would eat, I don't know if fish would eat us, but other animals would eat us. It's
a
very interesting dynamic, the way we compartmentalize things.
I can't think of there are a lot of terrible ways to die. Being eaten alive by an animal is a really bad way to go.
Would you allow your animal, if you died first, would you give them the okay? I want you to eat me if you have nothing else.
Yeah, and then my animal is a cat, and so my animal would just go, wah, and do, you know, I don't know. My cat, they probably would eventually eat me. Who knows? Who knows how long it would take?
I think I'd give them the okay. If you have nothing else, eat me.
I don't think they're going to need the okay. I think they're just going to...
Just going to do it. They wouldn't stop and say, he didn't tell me I could eat him.
Didn't,
so I better not.
He smells so good.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's see what else this article has. And we got a couple more, then we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Says, this author argues that bodily words were unremarkable in the Middle Ages because we had so little privacy from one another's bodies. In a time of shared bedrooms and no indoor plumbing, defecation and sex happened more or less openly, and there was little point in being delicate about your language. As the world grew more private, starting in the 15th century, bodily words grew steadily more taboo. By the 19th century, Victorians had begun to describe pants as unmentionables, and that religious oaths were losing their edge in the post-Enlightenment age, but fuck... and its ilk were by now plenty shocking enough to fill the vacuum. Now, fuck seems to have become less shocking than it used to be. The next portion of the article says that over the past few decades, the F word has grown steadily less offensive. And one of the writers says that we're seeing a generational shift in what kinds of words are considered offensive. And the folks who may be 40 or older tend to think of profanity as including words that describe bodily functions as sex. In more recent surveys, younger Americans tend to judge those words as far less offensive than older Americans do, to the point where the word shit shows up for most people as not even in the top 50 most offensive words. For folks 25 and younger, fuck is not in the top 20. I wonder what the top 20 is for them.
Yeah.
All right. That's all. I just thought that was interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
The dynamic of what is vulgar has changed, which I think the media, as they do often, has led the way in this, because I noticed years ago that CNN dropped all of its standards when it comes to saying ass, shit. I haven't heard them say fuck, but when it comes to vulgarity, have you noticed this shift?
Oh, I mean, over the last couple of decades, it's definitely been a shift. I remember, and not just with words, but with the graphicness of what they're showing on broadcast television. It was probably 2017 or 18. There was the Walking Dead episode. Sorry if you guys, spoiler alert, but it's a show from 2018. But where they kill Glenn, And it's super violent. Did you ever watch the show? I mean, it is one of the most graphic.
I boyfriended it. Yeah. No, I auditioned too many times.
Yeah. One of the most graphic. One of the most graphic death scenes I've ever seen on film or television. It really is gut-wrenching. But yeah, the reaction the next day by friends of mine, they were like, that's it. I'm done. I can't watch this anymore. And I sort of chastised a few of them. I'm like, guys, you've been on the internet, right? Like, I watched this
Rotten.com, remember that?
Yeah, like, give me a break. Like, why can't we... Why was it so what was sacrilegious about it just being on broadcast television that we just couldn't cross that? I can't believe that. I mean, anybody could watch that on broadcast television. Anybody could have seen that.
Like they couldn't. Not like the internet. Worse. Right. On their phones.
Exactly. I mean, a 3-year-old can navigate YouTube and they can't even read and they can get to what they want to watch on a tablet.
And I think that having it be openly, at least they will give the, you know, what you're about to see warnings before some of these shows on YouTube, what some of these kids are exposed to, don't give a warning. They actually are disguised as children shows that turn out to be very weird and pedophilia type shit that they discover on there. So I think it's better if at least they tell you what you're about to see so that you can choose to watch it or choose to not watch it. And I think we live in a time right now that you're not going to escape vulgarity. Mm-mm. You're not going to prevent kids from seeing it.
No, you can't prevent anybody from seeing it. I mean, I scroll through my Instagram feed the other day, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, one of the people I follow has posted a clip of an old person getting beaten up trying to break up a car. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that either. I hate that stuff. And it happens and it pisses you off and you want to stop it, but I don't want to watch that stuff.
There's
a number of things that I might have, when I was younger, clicked on and watched. And now I'm like, I know that happens. I don't need to see it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the atrocity propaganda videos going on when whatever war they're trying to promote on us. I don't want to watch it. It's awful, whether it's real or staged.
I haven't watched a single barbecue video.
You talking about the cannibal?
Yeah, yeah.
Are there videos of this?
Alleged.
I have not enjoyed.
Unconfirmed meats were being consumed.
So, have you seen the show Yellow Jackets? I think it's on Amazon or Prime, I think. It's about these girls who are, it's one of those shows that flashes back and forward, and they're a soccer team that won the championship and they were going to the Nationals. And they're based in like 1997. And so all the music is like Nirvana and stuff like that when they're playing. But their airplane crashed on the way to Nationals and they were forced to try and survive out in the wilderness. And it flashes forward to the ones that survived and the way they, you know, the way they still, you know, slit people open now as they learned how to do that. It's basically about eating your friends is what it boils down to. Yeah, am I going to eat my friend or die is kind of the proposition. Not to spoil it. Sorry about that. But to see this cannibal story right as I'm watching this show, I'm like, man, is this predictive programming going on? The lights are going out. My power's been out most of the day today. I did the show with a union of the unwanteds earlier, and I had to do it on my phone for the first part because the power went out unexplainably. And I'm like, God, maybe I need to start thinking about who I want to eat.
Yeah, you do got to start looking at your friends and thinking about not just which one tastes best, but which one do you think would be easy to kill? You don't want to expend a lot of energy and you don't want to get injured in the process. This is a thing that all apex predators have to worry about is you don't want to take on some game that's going to get you killed.
And the last thing you want is to be like, who knows how to work a ham radio? And then be like, oh, shoot, Jerry. And everybody's eating Jerry.
Everyone's eating Jerry. And then everyone realizes once they can't communicate on the ham radio and they can't eat a ham radio, right? That
we should have spared Jerry.
They should have spared Jerry. God, what do you do with that ham radio? I'm putting mustard on it. We told you that's not a real ham radio.
It doesn't work. Yeah, absolutely. So, I don't know, man. Do you feel like something is going to happen leading up to the 2024 election? What do you think is going to happen?
I think several exciting things are going to happen. I think Joe Biden is probably, like, the sneakers are just prepping us. Something's going to happen. He's going to break a hip. It's exciting. It is like watching a drunk person on a trapeze. You know what I mean? Just, it's super fun to watch him. I really don't think anything violent will kick off. I don't know. Well, there's the summer coming up, but I don't think anything will happen until Trump becomes president again.
And this is where I get conflicted about whether or not they're going to bring this case to trial to stop him from being president or not. Thinking about this, if we apply the idea that they don't care about the justice system or the rules, then that would tell, and they truly want to stop Trump because there is the belief that maybe Trump is a player in this whole game of divide and conquer the public, using his trial to get people on one side versus the other, and that it might actually not lead to him going to jail or being imprisoned. That's just too far to go. But if they actually do want to pop off some sort of civil war, then they have to put Trump in prison, in my opinion. That's what would do it, I think.
I agree.
If they're going to do that, I believe that the one they would do it with is Fulton County, and they would have to make it happen before the election.
Yeah, but they can't absolutely control it. That's the thing. And I think, honestly, Trump does have some pretty good lawyers working for him.
That's the thing that I run into a problem with. Judge McAfee, in my opinion, has demonstrated that he doesn't give a shit about the actual rules of law.
Right.
And so with somebody in charge of the case who has thrown all of that out the window, then what's to say he's not going to continue to do that with his very even-keeled demeanor and white Republican face and convince half the country that it's perfectly okay to throw the rules of the judicial system out in order to make this happen?
So they sentenced Trump to prison, and he has to show up to serve. Do you think they preemptively call out the National Guard and nothing happens?
I don't know what happens in that case. I know that that is the case that's going to create the maximum amount of entertainment and the maximum amount of volatility and make it as tense as possible, which would be the... Well, if I were trying to create a civil war, these are the circumstances I would create.
Georgia State Congress is now investigating Fannie Willis.
They should.
They are. Yeah. That's a new thing that they're doing. So I think there are... While I do think that the Democrats currently are the Illuminati and the deep state and, you know, all that stuff rolled into one, I don't think they're all powerful.
I don't either. I agree with that. I don't think they're all powerful. I completely agree. But I have always, so a lot of people have had the belief where it's kind of a black pill where there's nothing you can do. I've never been of that belief. The one thing that makes the Trump case stand out to me is that they have the guy in power when it comes to the judge who they want. It's an illusion that he is going to be fair, and he's not. And that's the most dangerous thing to me is the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I'm still not convinced it will go to trial, but I'm more convinced now than I ever was before that it could.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people speaking out and pointing out the background of this guy and the relationships, that the more people do that, the more people call for his recusal. Because the person who needs to be removed from the case is the judge. It's Judge McAfee more than anybody else. Then the better off we all are.
Well, I mean, and if they don't remove this McAfee and if they do find Trump guilty, I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath.
It's going to be... Yes, the auto companies are never going to see anything again.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
That's just so shameless the way they do that propaganda, man. It's just right in our face. I don't think they want to hide it anymore. I almost feel like a lot of these people, Fannie Willis, I think, is the perfect prototype of this type of person who feels insulted by the fact that she has to pretend that she doesn't abuse power. You know, she doesn't care. I would not like to be in the bedroom with her like Nathan Wade was. Although I do wonder if Nathan Wade is next going to be hired by Jack Smith.
And still fucking Jack.
Who's going to fuck Jack Smith? Why not? That would be great. That'd be hilarious. Turn of events there. Here we go with JC says that the movement argued that talking about what he said a moment ago about Yellow Jackets as protesters, they got a lot of publicity, which I was not familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
The movement argued that a disproportionate burden of taxation in France was falling on the working and middle class, especially in the rural and peri-urban areas. The protesters called for lower fuel. I wasn't familiar with that. Are you familiar with that, Ian?
I was familiar with that. Yeah. And it's sort of, I think what we're sort of seeing, that the farm guys are I'm sure mixed in with a little of this, the rural portion of them are. It just seems like the French know how to have a protest, man. Like they're driving around with shit trucks and spraying, you know, they know. Cause I mean, imagine if we did something like, you know, go, you know, up to the Capitol and with a septic truck and spray septic shit all, okay. Yeah, septic truck and spray shit all over the Capitol, you know, imagine if we did how many decades would you go to jail in this country for that?
Well, it depends on which side you're on. If you're on the left right now, you'd get a job in some administration. If you're on the right, you'd never get a trial and you'd sit in jail for the next 15 years. And that's another thing they get on Trump with. They say Trump said that he was going to release all.
Yes.
He didn't say that. He said he released the ones who were proven to be not guilty.
JC, yes. JC is saying there are farmers rebelling all over Europe and Canada. And that's true. They don't need farms when they're going to make us eat bugs, Brad.
But the farmers, they want to take control of the farms. And you have Bill Gates and all these people
taking over.
You'll eat
the bugs.
That's what makes this, this idea of...
You eat the bugs.
Klaus Schwab, he will feed you the bugs personally if you do not like them. They want you to submit to them, and that's why with the internet, we were talking about this on the Union of the Unknowns earlier tonight. The internet has done so much damage to children and has really messed a lot of people up with the dependency it has created, but it has also allowed people to connect from far away that has enabled them to create these kind of oppositions to some of these things they're trying to implement possible. So that's why I go back and forth on the relevance of it. And it always comes back to self-control to me, where it's they want you to be dependent on them. It's like, I know this internet can be bad and it can be good. We have to exercise our own self-control, which they will create circumstances that try and entice us to the pornography or to whatever and prevent that.
Yep.
All right. So...
All right.
Look, two more quick ones and we're done. I know you're going to like this one. Did you see that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? I know he was talking about Aaron Rodgers as maybe being his running mate. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That is pretty funny that he did that. But
hey, I like RFK. He has no shot in hell in winning, but I like him.
No, I like him too until he was so pro-war. That's what kind of got him on the people's shit list for a little while, is his pro-war positions. But I do think that he's better than some of these other candidates. I know that he was trying to maybe get on the Libertarian ballot. I don't know where that stands right now. Maybe some of you guys listening know, because I know there was some pushback on it. But there's another candidate that they say that he's considering. I don't know how true this is, but they say that he's expected to, and I love how they put tap Nicole Shanahan. She's a very attractive woman as his running mate. And this is the guy who started, is it Google? No, the guy, yeah, Google. This is the Google co-founder Sergey Brin's ex-wife, as maybe RFK Jr.'s running mate. That's interesting if that is true. The founder of Google's ex-wife, is she out for vengeance or is she a Trojan horse? Let's put that thought out there. And the last one, we'll end it on something that I think we have fun doing. Thanks for hanging out with me. And this is a bit of a low prep show. We're just going through stuff as we find it.
But I usually have a tight script.
Yeah, usually very, very tightly scripted, of course. This is from The Smoking Gun, and the headline is, a man charged with vile acts at a Safeway market. Cops, the employee pleasured himself onto the produce.
Wow.
Have you heard about this story?
Oh, sorry. These tomatoes are glazed?
Right. Or from his perspective, these tomatoes are sexy. I think.
Charged with vile acts at Safeway. Vile. Yeah.
It's fine. There he is right there. This is a picture of him. Poor guy.
Yeah, of course.
That guy was just turned on.
That guy's lonely. And what do you think his thoughts are as they're taking that mugshot? What do you think that's going through his head? What do you think he's thinking? What's his next move?
He has his chin up and his demeanor is very neutral.
He's the victim.
He is not. Yeah, he is. He's going to defend what he did.
Your Honor, I love vegetables, okay? I am passionately in love with produce.
And the produce knows it. I think he blames the whore produce.
Yeah. Lord told us to reproduce.
And you have all these women online. And, you know, you could even take this back to the TikTok, Instagram, all of this stuff, the over-sexual nature of all of it, where it and the dating apps where it's chicks that are super hot and that get all the attention, and the dudes who can look the most jacked getting all the dates. He can blame all of this. I tried to find a woman on Tinder, he might say, and everyone rejected me and told me that I was a white nationalist. But look, by the looks of him, he looks like a white nationalist, somebody who could be accused of that. So I decided to have sex with the produce at Safeway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's reasonable. I think that's a defensible. Let's see what the story says before we end it completely. A supermarket employee pleasured himself onto produce and other unsealed merchandise. According to Colorado police, they say the videos of the vile act were found during a recent search of his residence. He filmed himself.
So these are POV videos.
It sounds like it's a POV video.
Yeah.
This is one of those cameras called.
This is some hot stuff. Is it a GoPro?
GoPro.
He's wearing a GoPro.
Yeah.
This is some hot content. This guy is
he's trying to make some money on Pornhub or
There's
something.
There's probably an underground, you know, porn produce, you know.
You know, maybe somebody commissioned it. They said, we need some POV cam of some
We're missing on our porn site. We got everything. We got guys with girls, girls with guys, two girls with two guys. We got everything. We got every combination you can imagine, okay?
But nobody's been able to break into a Safeway and fuck the lettuce.
Yeah.
There's a Seinfeld episode where Seinfeld ends up in a situation where he has to film bootleg style a movie that just came out. You ever watch one of those movies you buy off the street?
I remember this episode, yeah.
This kind of reminds me of the modern version of that.
Uh-huh.
And the article goes on to say that Stephen Massalita was busted last month on charges that he masturbated outside of numerous coffee shops and businesses in Fort Collins. So he has a reputation, it seems like. Why coffee shops?
He was employed. I see. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just have you ever walked by a coffee shop and go, I just can't wait till I get home?
I know. Well, you know, like you say, the internet has connected us, but so many of us are really disconnected, right?
Totally.
And maybe this is just this guy's he was just reaching out for some attention.
Yeah, but this is a yellow jacket. He's protesting.
He's just protesting.
At the time of his arrest, cops executed a search warrant at his home and seized electronic devices containing incriminating video evidence. Can you imagine being the guy whose job it is to watch all the videos of the guy jerking off and having sex with lettuce?
Yeah, I know. Jeez. What do they break in and find this guy doing?
Well, how do you like apply for that job? Like I know I have lots of history of watching pornography. I'm perfect for this FBI job to catch all these people. The cash, which investigators are still reviewing, resulted this week in additional misdemeanor and felony court and felony counts being filed. So there was other stuff that they found him doing, I guess. since since his February arrest. He has been held in a lockup for in lieu of a $25,000 bond. He's scheduled on March 22nd for his hearing. The police probe determined that he was employed at a Safeway in Fort Collins for a brief period of time last month. Maybe this was a revenge thing. And the videos recorded, police allege, show him masturbating onto fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. No sweets, I will add. He did not go after the sweets, all of which are not commercially sealed inside that supermarket. The clips have allowed detectives to identify alleged victims, some of whom were believed to be minors. How do you find victims of this? Did people buy the produce afterwards?
This is why you should wash your fruits and vegetables when you bring them home from the store.
This should be an advertisement for Always.
This is a is a PSA.
No, you're right. This is totally a PSA. I will
Mom, this apple tastes funny.
And the mom bites it, and she's like, oh, that's the Safeway employee's semen. I remember it.
Don't.
Police anticipate further charges. Oh, so that's the end of the story. That's weird. So I wonder how they connected that. I wonder if somebody bought it.
Bought
the produce, and that's how they connected it to children.
I don't know. Weird.
Because I wouldn't think he would have done it during the day. I wouldn't think he would have tried to sneak in there. Maybe he did it during the day. I really don't know. The world is very interesting. I wish kind of I could get a glimpse at what people 100 years from now, the way that they tell the history of right now, what that would be.
It'll be around campfire. It'll be around fires while they defend themselves from being hunted by animals and drones.
Right. Then the insurrection happened.
Yeah.
And the fucking of the produce commenced. And then society collapsed.
Yeah.
So, Ian, is there anything you want to let everybody know about before we get out of here?
I don't have anything. I don't have anything new. I'm just, you know, I've got this promotion at work, and they gave me a promotion while also not letting me let go of my old job. So now, instead of just getting a promotion, I just got two jobs for the price of one. But the other one is closing out soon. So excuse me if I've been a little tired and unavailable.
Well, I hear you, man. I hear you. I'm trying to get this house sold and find a new place to live. So it's been definitely busy lately.
But we're going to save democracy before November. We're going to save it.
Absolutely. Nate has a great comment, says that's a great way to push growing your own produce. I love these stories like this, like you mentioned, Ian, where it's like you can use the awful story to promote your own thing. Oh, hey, gosh, grow your own produce instead of having it jizzed on by some weirdo who works at Safeway. All right, guys. What's up, Denver? Thanks for hanging out, y'all. And we will do this again soon. Ian, again, thank you.
Of course.
Again, I want to keep putting it out there. We would like to do a live show eventually where we do some comedy for a live show, maybe a live podcast. It'll be in Georgia, obviously, because that's where we're located, probably in the suburbs. But for those interested, send me a DM on Twitter. Let me know. I want to gauge the interest of it because we would love to do it. We'll bring fake Trump in and we'll have a good time.
We'll have food and beverages. Brad's going to buy everything.
Jizz free.
Barbecue, jizz free.
All jizz free. Yeah.
Barbecue, open bar.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All right. It'll be a good time. All right. Check me out, youtube.com/Brad Binkley. I'm on Twitter at Freedom Act Radio. Ian, is there anywhere you'd like to direct people?
You can go check out Reginald V. Actor. Haven't been too active on there lately, but he's still a lot of fun. So go check out Reginald V. Actor. Just be in on the joke. Don't ruin the joke.
All right. Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you guys next time. Have a fantastic rest of your day.